From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. State transportation officials say it will take longer than expected to finish work on the Missouri River Bridge at Jefferson City. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the work to repaint the westbound Missouri River Bridge at Jefferson City started in April. Missouri Department of Transportation State Bridge Engineer Dennis Heckman says the issue is more rust spots need to be repaired than expected. The closing of the bridge was originally expected to last about 120 days, so it could be reopened to traffic when school starts this fall. But MoDOT now says the work will go past Labor Day, and it's too soon to say how much longer the work will take. Officials expect the additional work to add about $500,000 to the $7 million project. Health officials are puzzled about how flour became contaminated with bacteria normally found in animal feces. Testing showed the tainted flour came from a General Mills facility in Kansas City, Missouri. However, the company, which has recalled 45 million pounds of flour, says it does not believe the plant is the source of the bacteria. The flour has sickened 46 people in 21 states and prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to warn cooks to treat it like other foods that could cross-contaminate kitchen surfaces. The Food and Drug Administration is cautioning consumers never to taste raw cookie dough or cake batter. Echo Bluff State Park is officially open. Governor Jay Nixon cut the ribbon Saturday to open Missouri's newest park, which is being promoted as a hub from which visitors can explore the state's Ozark region. Bill Bryan is director of Missouri's state park system.
You're just a real short drive from Johnson Shut-Ins and Elephant Rocks and Sammy Baker State Parks. And, of course, our neighbor is the National Park Service with the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. Missouri's growing elk herd is just over the hill at Peck Ranch Conservation Area.
Echo Bluff is Missouri's 88th state park. It was built on the site of Camp Zoe, which hosted Schwagstock, a music festival which ended in 2010 after law enforcement raided the camp because of outdoor drug sales. The owner forfeited the camp to the U.S. government and went to prison. A Missouri police officer says the man who piloted the hot air balloon that crashed in Texas was arrested on a felony DWI charge in 2000. Officers arrested Alfred G. Nichols in Missouri, where he lived before he moved to Texas. The officer spoke to the Associated Press on the condition that he not be identified, because he was not authorized to make the comment publicly. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported in 2008 that the Better Business Bureau had warned consumers about doing business with Nichols, the third time since 2000 that Nichols had gotten an unsatisfactory record for not responding to complaints. The paper quoted the Better Business Bureau as saying that Nichols was on probation in Missouri for distribution, delivery, or manufacturing of a controlled substance. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.